opposition and accusations after the announcement of the claim. The writer of this review, Maulvi Muhammad Hussain of Batala, later led the opposition to the promised Messiah's claim and spent the rest of his life denouncing him as a kafir and a liar, much like the Meccan deniers of the Holy Prophet, peace be on him, who before the declaration of the Prophet's claim had proclaimed him as Muhammad, the trustworthy, the truthful. The opposition and hostility which arises after the announcement of one's claim cannot have much meaning. We know from the Holy Quran that it is impossible for a person proved virtuous and true in the eyes of friend and foe alike and through all kinds of trials, suddenly to turn round and begin to lie about God. Against such sudden metamorphosis, God Himself is the surest safeguard. God is not a tyrant. If a man's life has been known to be blameless even by his enemies, God will not reward him by changing him all at once into the worst of human beings. A man who remains steadfast through the worst temptations cannot suddenly begin to lie about God and himself. The Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, challenged his enemies again and again and asked them to point to the slightest moral lapse in his early life. Did they not, instead, think him the best of human beings? Nobody accepted the challenge. Similarly, the promised Messiah, on whom be peace, declared that he had been assured that his opponents would not be able to point to any lapse of a personal character in his life. Nazul al-Masih, page 212. Supported by this assurance, he challenged his opponents again and again and asked them to point to a single lapse in his earlier life and dealings. Had they not observed him as boy and man? Had they not found him always an example of personal goodness? He invited his enemies again and again to deny this and make a declaration to the contrary. Those who had known him when he was young were still alive. They might have become his worst opponents, but they could not hide the truth about his earlier life. This, according to universal testimony, was the very best one can imagine. His was a godly life, according to the declared testimony of the many Hindus, Sikhs, and Muslims who knew him as a child and continued to know him as a man. In short, personal purity is one of the strongest arguments which can be urged in support of any claimant to divine office. It is rightly urged in the Holy Quran on behalf of the Holy Prophet. It may be rightly urged on behalf of the promised Messiah. The truth of his claim is upheld by the acknowledged purity of his life before his claim. This is not denied by his enemies. His personal character, therefore, is proof of his authenticity.